Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 guys, to another great show. Welcome to Live and Day with Jay. I'm your host, Jay, and thank you for joining me for another great show that is. So much we need to talk about. We're going to clear, I ain't going to say clear the air, but I am going to say a couple of things pertaining to some stuff that we talked about on yesterday's show, and I got some emails, I got some people reaching out to me, asking me all sorts of questions. And I am definitely going to address some of that today because it needs to be addressed. I don't want no one to take anything that I say out of context. And I don't want anyone to misrepresent anything I say to someone else. I don't need third parties. I can speak on my own. And I think I do a pretty good job of speaking on my own. But there's some things we need to talk about. There's some things that we need to get clear on where we all should be standing right now when it comes to what's going on here in this local area here in Gastonia. And I'm gonna tell you, there's probably some mad people after the show, which is okay. You can be mad all you want to. But we need to understand that there is a certain level of camaraderie before it becomes toxic, and I don't think people understand that. And those are some of the things that we need to talk about, because we're going to talk about some of the black men in the area, and how the camaraderie is not where it should be. Now, there are some good brothers out here, some good sisters out here that are doing things that they should be doing. But when I tell you there are some toxic people out here, there are some toxic people out here that will try to crumble everything that you are doing that's not toxic. And, you know, I listen to a lot of young ladies that are successful business ladies that's on TikTok. I listen to a lot of the things that they say, and I, you know, and some of that stuff, I wish I could like wrap it up and sell it because it's so priceless in some of the things that they say. Number to call is 516-531-9315. That number again is 516-531-9315. I really want you guys to listen to what I have to say. Take everything I say to heart, but just listen. Just listen and let me. I'll take phone calls. If you want to call in and you have something you need to say about it also, I give you the platform to say it. It's time to start solutions. Quit the bickering and start solutions. That's what it's all about. If we say we're about peace, harmony, unity, and progression in the community, then it's time for us to shut up and put, that's all it is to it. All right? Number to call is 516-531-9315. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
Sure as the cold snow blow off of Lake Erie, I drop rhymes with vision and fury, the judge and the jury of my own circumference, which means I control my destiny effortlessly. You checking for me? I already been there. I'm 5 steps ahead of you. All you see is my residence. I'm telling you, I got the feel for this funk, and they ain't come to see you because it's me that they want. So methodically, I step up, speaking the mic with the pure intentions of shedding some insight. A dim light eventually blows out, but I'm halogen. I'm back to do my thing and run this funk flow mal again. You want to ride with me, just hop on in. I put it in gear and get the funk up out of here in the 1500 Dodge Ram. I like the cruise, turn up the sound.
sound, zone 7 is my music.
Them programmers examine the way they can get them into a thing. And I ain't worried about the next man, I'm living my own lane. My mama taught me a long time ago to just get down and do a thing. I carry the heavy load and dropping off is just the funk I'm gonna bring.
Yeah! I've been up and I've been down. I rock Omegas to Elias, but my mama named me Christian Brown. I went from bare ass covers to balling out of control. Skeeting with no rubber and numerous coochie holes. To robbed at 22, put in the hospital. Four biological children plus one and one possible. Can't break the cycle of my dad, I was going mad. Therapeutic lyrics memorized from the pen and pad. But this is my getaway, still I can go on. But I ain't trying to flip a feature into my song. So I'm back to the money, even though I never left it. Call myself a go-getter, cause I'm always trying to get it. In the booth or in the streets, even on the 9-to-5. No surrender, no retreat, I stay striving to survive. Now this mission is complete and you done seen it come alive. I rock, Dre rock, the mic check enterprise.
All right,
I've been behind the scenes working on it. Building my brand for this funky moment. I don't give a damn about what you think or what you say. You try to hinder me to get out the way. I got a lot of work to do and my time is limited. Papa Joe told me you start a job, you finish it. So I'ma be here until it's my time to go. Relentless, consecutively, continuous. I ain't gonna lie to you, chasing my dream, my life's been hectic and strenuous. But I was taught to never give up or self-destruct. Your back's against the wall, get your weight up. With God first, I can do anything. With God first, I can do anything. So it's the funk that I bring.
The programmers examine the way you get down and do a thing. And I ain't worried about the next man, I'm in my own lane. My mama taught me a long time ago to just get down and do your thing. I carry the heavy load and drop it off because it's the folks I'm gonna bring.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 516-531-9315, 516-531-9315. Before we left, went to the first break, I did say a couple of things about we need to talk a little bit about some things that, we talked about yesterday. We need to get, I know y'all like, man, I want to drink water. But anyhow, yesterday, we on the show, we were talking about unifying the community. We were talking about things that need to happen in this area for it to be successful. And we had a caller call in, and we had got on the subject of the monument. And I had so many people reach out to me and ask me, do I think that someone should go and do something to the monument. And I'm going to tell you real quick, short, plain and simple, no. 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 Don't take your behind up there and do nothing to the property. That defeats the purpose. Now, no one was saying to do it, but I got asked, what do I think? And I'm going to tell you what I think. I think that going and doing something to that monument would take away from everything that's been built thus far, momentum-wise. And yes, there's some momentum going. We got some young groups out here who are fearless, and they are definitely going to stand for what's right. But to say go up there and do something to it, no, keep your behinds at home when it comes to that. Don't go up there messing with that because it does nothing, guys. Absolutely nothing. It does nothing. Give more surrounding areas something to talk about. That is not what we should be doing. We should be attacking this another way. We should be attacking this strategically. And the young brother said something on the show yesterday. It was really, really profound, and it stuck with me. He said that the new millennials right now, they actually got new crafty ways of doing things. They need to know how to put these things in place, but they're fearless. They know how to do things. They know how to get things done, and it doesn't have to be in a violent approach. It's a nonviolent approach, but they know how to get things done in a more craftier way. Not saying it's a better way, not saying that, you know, what's been done in the past needs to be thrown away. Now, I will say it does need to be revised, and I do think that some of the young people that's coming up right now that is into protesting, that's into standing up for what's right, I do think that their craftiness has played a big part in getting people involved in the community. Now, but you got to be involved the right way. You got to be involved the right way. Now, I know I heard something one time from Al Sharpton. He said, if my toe gets stomped on Friday, am I going to wait till Monday to say ouch? And I thought that was something to think about. And no, I'm not going to wait till Monday to say ouch. I'm going to say ouch right then. I'm going to say what I need to say. I'm going to do what I need to do within the confines of being lawful. See, this is how such trickery works. We have to learn, first of all, we have to learn to stop being so reactive. We can't be so reactive, y'all. When you reactive, you start to really move off of your emotions. That's what reactive people do. They move off their emotions. And when you start moving off your emotions, you know what? That leaves room for error. That leaves room for all sorts of things that should not happen to happen. You need to move not reactive, but you need to be proactive. There's ways to plan to do things on a positive level. And we talk about so much why people do us so wrong, why they do this, why they do that. Well, sometimes people sit and watch how you do each other. And I think at this point in time, we need to really learn how to step it up in helping one another. Now, I'm not saying we don't have camaraderie, because we do. We do. There's camaraderie in the black community. There's camaraderie in the white community. There's camaraderie in the Latino community or Spanish-speaking community. After that, there's camaraderie. But at some point in time, you have to be proactive. You have to have a plan. If you're a business person and you want a loan, you want a business loan, do you think you can go into a bank and you can say, hey, I need a loan for $20,000? And they say, well, what do you do? Well, I try to uplift the community. I've put this together, put that together. That's what I do. And you think that off of what you say, you think they're going to say, that sounds really good. I'm going to give you this $20,000 with about 18.99% interest. You think that's going to happen? No. The first thing a bank will ask you is, what is your business plan? And within that business plan, you have to have idea. No, you don't have to have an idea. You have to have a bona fide plan of what you are trying to accomplish, what you're going to accomplish, what it's going to take, how long it's going to take, and what the outcome is, and what in return will the bank get. that business plan is proactive. But you going in and saying, I'm going to get this loan. If they don't give me this loan, I'm a flip. That's reactive. And that's what can't happen in the community. We cannot continue to be so reactive to things around us. We have to be proactive. We have to really plan and put things in perspective to where we know what we're doing is going to benefit, one, the community, benefit young people, benefit, you know, financial situations in your community. Nobody wants to be in a community that's drug infested. Nobody wants to be in a community where you see young people prostituting or drugs or whatever. Nobody wants to be in those communities. Nobody wants to have a high school or a high school dropout rate. Nobody wants that. So in order for us not to continue to see that, if we're seeing that, or for that not to happen, we have to start from ground zero, y'all. We got to start from ground zero. We got to know that what we're doing is not going to get us TV time or camera time, whatever the case may be, but it's going to get our young people ahead in this world we live in. Now, the world is ruthless right now. People are ruthless. Situations are dire. And if I have not ever seen a time where we should come together, this is the time. This is the time for us to be one unit. But we can't do that if we're so reactive. But to answer the question, and I know I went all over the world, but to answer the question that I was asked yesterday, what do I think? I think they should keep their behinds at home and leave it alone. Do not go up there and do anything that make it look like you're the villain. You got me? That's just my take. So any person that will come up to me and ask me what do I think, that's what I think. That would be my take. Don't do it. Just don't do it. Have a plan. A bona fide plan. Now, secondly, what I wanted to touch is, you know, I sit and I listen and I read a lot, especially on social media. Social media is hilarious to me because some of the things you read on social media coming from some of the people is absolutely hilarious. People will tell you that it's purple outside and the sky is purple, but they want you to actually believe it. In the same token, will tell you, I love you, I'm here for you, I want to do it, but you need to them, they look at you like you crazy. I don't know where I males on female too. I must have picked that bad hat hating on one another, but that is something that needs to be done with. How are we gonna get to the next level and we sitting up hating on one another? Sitting up not wanting to support one another. Sitting up downplaying one another's gifts. Only supporting one another when it's convenient for you to support. All that said, number to call is 516-531-9315. We're going to talk a little bit more about that, and I got something I want to play too. 516-531-9315. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
Must be colorblind in your amazing eyes. wipe away all your tears if you let me. Yeah, yeah.
The Gordon Foundation, Gaston County's newest vision for the youth, specializing in youth-based projects such as life skills learning, etiquette, and its pilot program, the Carolina Hornets Youth Football Program. For more information, contact Torin Gordon at 704-232-5748. That's 704-232-5748. Again, that's 704-232-5748.
Hey, what's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 516-531-9315. That number again is 516-531-9315. Guys, definitely continue to check out Shop Talk. I got to keep pushing Shop Talk because Shop Talk, I think, is doing some really good things right now. If you don't mind, just go to the Shop Talk page and just click like try to share it to get a friend to like it. We need a domino effect with Shop Talk. We need a domino effect with Live in the Day with Jay also. But I really appreciate all the love that, you know, both shows have been getting, especially Shop Talk, because it's kind of like a new show. And I think it gives the right, it leaves you, that is, with the right taste in your mouth. And that's ultimately what I want. 516-531-9315. Now, talking a little bit before the break, and I said something about camaraderie between men in the Gaston area. And I stand on what I say. And I don't see the camaraderie like we should see it until there is times of strife. We don't have to always just wait till something bad happens to help one another. I don't understand that ideology. Why do you continue to want to wait till somebody's hit over the head or somebody's been done dirty by the police or your neighbor, whoever, to stand up as one unit when we should be one unit at all times. And that goes across the board. Look, I've said it before. I don't get angry when I hear someone from the white community say that they want their they want the best for their people, people that look like them. I don't get angry over that because that's what I want. I don't get angry when the Spanish-speaking community say we want the best for our community. Why that would be hypocritical of me to call them out when I want the very same thing for people that look like me. Now, if we could somehow, King, because I'm not Dr. King. I promise you, I'm not Dr. King. I'm talking what facts have shown me. And okay, I'll tell you what. Instead of trying to convince you, a pre-K or kindergarten classroom. Go to one of those classrooms where the child is still innocent. Now, I'm not saying the child doesn't know right from wrong because they do, but the child is still innocent. Still innocent. Some might be exposed to a little racial inequality in their homes by any group of people. Okay? Go to one of those classrooms and watch how those children interact with each other. They don't see color. They don't see hairstyle. They don't see financial class situation. They don't see clothing. They don't see any of that. If little Joey wants to go and give little Brian, I want to give him a hug, and he doesn't care. If little Susie wants to give little a hug, guess what? They're going to give each other a hug. They're also very in tune with feelings. They're in tune with how each other feel. If one of them feel bad, guess what? Another one tries to cheer them up without asking for anything in return. And I know a lot of you are like, well, Jay, those are kids. Yes, exactly. Those are kids. Do we need to start acting like kids to be adults? We have people that will tell us that the young people don't have it. They don't know what's going on. Yeah, they do. They do. They know what's going on. They know. Look, let me tell you, even though we have a lot of people that was against protesting and this, that, and the other this past summer here in this county, just looking at the diversity within the groups, you can't tell me that people don't understand that love has no color, that hate has no color. We do have outcomes on people's hearts and minds. You can't tell me that at some point in time to just walk away and not think about the younger generation. I constantly think about those under us, y'all. Constantly. Because this is how I feel. Being the age that I am, the people that I talked to growing up, I feel like they done me a disservice. I feel like they done me a disservice because some of the things that I should know, I don't. I feel like that I listen, but sometimes listen to the wrong information. So I had to study myself. I had to teach myself. And I made sure that if I ever had children, I'm going to have to feel the way I'm feeling at this age now, the generation before me. There are some millennials right now who feel like the generation before them kind of screwed them over. Didn't give them any guidelines, didn't give them any secrets to the game. And I call it a game because right now that's what it looks like. It looks like a game that's being played. And if we don't recognize game, then we're going to get played. I'm not going to get into, like, government conspiracies and this, that, and other. That's not my thing. But I'm going to tell you guys something. Listen. Listen and be aware of what people are saying to you. Listen and be aware of how you want to feel. If it's not your mental, and I'm not a big Charlamagne the God fan, but one thing this man said that I have really clinged on to and have applied it to my life is he said that if there is something that is not good for his mental, he walks away from it. And I think that every one of us need to practice that. If there is something in your gut feeling quite right that's presented to you, walk away from it. Walk away from it. How is that hurting you? That's not going to hurt you one bit. It's going to give you peace of mind, and it's going to save you a lot of grief if it goes the wrong way later on down the road and you are able to sit back and say, yeah, I walked away. I'm a huge advocate of walking away from situations you don't feel comfortable. You don't feel comfortable discussing. Walk away from it. That's not to say that the person that's putting you in the situation, people putting you in the situation, it's not to say that saying that you've learned how to use this. And if you can use that, and young people, you get to do it. Should we act like those pre-K students, those kindergartners? Yes, in some aspect, yes, we should. At some point, we have forgotten what true love for one another feels like and how it should be conveyed to each other. We have forgotten that. We're so quick to the finger when things go wrong. And, you know, I'll say it, and I know it's okay, but Jackson, you got a man in there. Evaluate themselves and commit to when they've done something wrong is a big person. I think as a person that has leadership qualities, somebody know they're wrong, continue to run, and they dead wrong. I ain't dealing with that. I'm not dealing with that. No drop off. There's no cliff out there. There's no cliff. Keep following. There's no cliff. And sure as hell, we all see there's a cliff that's going to make all of us fall in the pit. Now, I don't do that. People who can admit, yeah, I made a mistake, but let me group, tell me how I can fix this or apologize, there's nothing wrong with that. And those are things that we need to learn to do with one another. Those are things we need to learn to do in front of people so that they can do it, y'all. I know I harp on young people a lot, but these young people, man, they're going to fix this stuff for us now. But I do think those kindergartners and those preschoolers, I feel that in my heart because I have sit and watched how they interact with each other. And I think it's absolutely amazing. And I think it's amazing how they are in tune with us as adults. You know, I know a lot of you guys TikTok. I don't know if they get mad at me for saying TikTok on here, but I guess it's okay. But anyhow, I love TikTok. I think it's hilarious times. Some of the stuff I see on TikTok cracks me up. But there's this one lady. She is a pre-K teacher, and she's a kindergarten teacher, and she talks to her students, and she listens to her students, and she doesn't show her students on her videos, but you can hear them to her. And the thing that they say to her, she got on there the other day, and I don't know why I'm really telling y'all this, but it just goes to my point. She got on there the other day, and one of the kids asked her, Missy was like, you know, I don't. Well, how did you know that? And the kid's like, well, I can tell it in your voice. And she said, I see it on your face. That's profound. How many of you walked up to a friend or have seen, not a friend, have seen someone and you could hear in their voice or you could see on their face that they're not feeling well, you kept walking? Or you say, man, I don't know what's wrong with them, and keep on going. How many of us have done that? I've done it before and not proud of doing that. But those are things that I have learned to look out for. Those are things that I know are signals and doorways into unifying people. Sometimes people just want to be heard. Sometimes people just want someone to tell them, it's okay. How can I help you? And it don't matter if you're black, green, blue, brown, or purple. It don't matter if you're Muslim, Christian, Jewish, whatever. People actually can't give people genuine help, then how are you going to ask for people to give you that same help when you need it? See, the days of being hypocritical are over, y'all. The days of not wanting to help people because you don't like the way they said this, or you don't like what they're driving, or you don't like what they said 10 years ago, that's over. That's over. And if we can't get past that, then what are we doing? What are we doing? I don't say that disasters, I don't like for disasters to come around because that's when you find your fakest people. I know people say, well, disasters and times of grief is when you find who's your true friend. No, those when you find your fake people. Everyone wants to do something nice in times of grief and pain and sorrow. But when there's no time of grief and pain and sorrow, nobody wants to do anything nice. Just to do it. I don't agree with people going and putting videos out there of them feeding homeless people, this, that, and other. If you're going to do stuff like that, do it because your heart tells you to. You don't need a video to show doing something nice for someone. I don't know. Number to call is 516-531-9315. Guys, you definitely need to think about some of those things. You live today with Jay.
I have the world in believed that I was strong, a man afraid of nothing. I had the world inside my hands, that's what I told myself. But now I see that I was wrong. The truth is I have nothing. If I do have you,
go get 'em, Daddy.
Welcome back. Guys, I really appreciate some of the love that I'm seeing on the page. You guys are something. I was telling them off air, this is why I do this. I'll do this because I want to give you the platform. And there's always going to be those people who just join, though, just to have something to talk about. I'll get something to talk about, but it won't be what you think it's going to be. It's going to be filled with positive vibes, lots of energy, and room for growth, and that's what I'm about, and that's what this show is about. It's what it's been about going on over 10 years of the show, things we talked about on the show. I want you to think about those young kids. I want you to think about how those young kids interact with each other. Even if you have to be a little weird and type up a kindergarten classroom on YouTube or whatever the case may be, just to see how kids interact with themselves. And then after you watch those children interact with themselves, I want you to sit back and think, could we be doing better as adults with one another? Could we be doing better? Could we be giving each other the camaraderie, the love, the support that's needed to build a community? I hear so many people say it takes a village to raise somewhere with some of them old something, but if y'all don't go somewhere with that, because the village is wherever you're at. The village is not condensed to just black, white, green, purple, Asian, Spanish speaking, white. It does not boil down to that. Look, when I was growing up, and I'm not going to go into a long story, but when I was growing up, there was a guy. His name was Eric. I'll just say that. And if he's on here, he'll know. And me and Eric went to school together. Eric was a white guy. And there were many times I would go to Eric's home and eat supper at his home. And that's why I look like we would double dip. And we would eat at his home. And we would walk through the neighborhood in Dallas. And we would come to my home. And my mom would have supper cooked also. And we would eat again at my house. There were times he would stay at my house. I was the night at his house. I would give him, if I've seen him now, that happened a couple of years ago. I seen him in Walmart, and it's like we never stopped seeing each other. Those are the relationships that need to be made. Those are situations that our young kids are putting. We might sit and look at those kids, interact with each other. No, they're not silly. Someone that's not in need. And someone that's just there. They know how to have pure love for those people. And they don't care what they look like. They don't care what they drive. They don't care what they wear. Now, I know some of you are going to be like, well, they're going to grow up to care. Yeah, they will. They're exposed to it by the wrong adults. But if the adults change the way they're thinking, those kids can keep that innocence. Those kids can keep that love for life. There's a lot of hate out here. Look, I've had people hate me because of my last name. They don't even know me. Didn't even get a chance to know me. They don't like me because of my last name. How shallow can you be? And that's what's going to continue to happen if we don't start doing what we need to as adults. We have to lead by example, y'all. We cannot continue. This is what needs to happen. This is what needs to happen. And we don't, I don't care if you say, well, I want to go back something. Well, that's not the right way. That's not the right way. You're not getting in conflict. Two things going to happen. You're going to get on TV or you're going to hurt yourself. Well, it might be three. Or you're going to find yourself sitting in the cooler. And you don't want to do that. Because then you're no help to anyone. We got very, very outspoken people in the Gastonia area. We got some people who crowd move with their tone. We got people that know how to strategize and put things together to where it is a very, very successful situation. And we got some people who don't want the successful situations. But everybody quotes it. The only thing that can outdo evil is what? Is love. Now, if you tell me you don't have no love in you, then I think you need to go talk to someone. It's just sometimes we compress that love because we don't want to seem like we're doing something different than what we've been taught all our life. You know what I'm getting at? When you've been taught all your life and someone come along and say, no, how you should be doing it, you should do it this way, there's lots of pushback because you've been taught the wrong thing your whole life. It's time now to start opening and thinking outside the box. Let these people do what they do best. But show them the way. All right, guys. New York, Chicago, I appreciate you guys for continuing to show. You guys are dope, and I appreciate it. My people here in Gastonia, I appreciate you for supporting both shows. Please continue. There's lots of things planned this year. Lord willing. All healthy. There's some. Last year was a very rough year for me, and I'm just blessed, and I know I'm blessed every day to be able to get up and do the things that I love to do, and that is reach people, teach people, and make a. I'm getting to Miami, man. I'm getting to Miami. I hope I hope that we will talk. I hope we can get you there. All need to continue to stay safe, healthy, and community. It's gonna help get there. It's love and how much continue with and appreciate the love. So I love you each and every day. I love you guys with the greatest love. It's the love of God. He gives it to me each and every day. You guys have definitely been live in the day with Jay. See you guys tomorrow. All right.